I could literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I could start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I finished Ghost of the Oz Front for like the third time.
Really?
It's
what,
just,
what is it? It's a book about World War. No, you listen to the
it's a Carlin podcast about the Eastern Front.
I got to get into it.
It is insane.
How bad they were?
How bad both sides were. And just like I was telling you, you were busy. But there's one story where there's this, you had to follow every, if you were a Soviet commander, you had to follow every order to a T. You couldn't fuck it up at all. So like,
what happens if you did, they would shoot you?
They'd kill you.
Jesus Christ.
It's like, no matter what the order was, you had to do it. So this one's like, move the line up 5 kilometers. And on a map, there's no river.
Yeah.
But now there's a river in front of you. And he's like, all my guys are Mongolians. None of them, they're all from the steppes. They've never even seen water.
Damn.
And he's like, if we try to cross, they're all going to drown. But that's the order. So then he would just send them all. They would all drown. He'd get to the other side and be like, about fucking 7 dudes survived. And they'd be like, what the fuck happened? He'd be like, well, they drowned in the river.
And they'd be like, all right.
They're like, okay.
Fair enough.
Thanks.
Good work.
Hang up. Like, it was insane, dude. Everything was...
That's fucking crazy.
But then, especially, like, the stories about, like, Berlin at the end, when, like, the Soviets are coming. It's like, holy fuck, dude.
When they came, they stormed... I didn't know they stormed Berlin.
Yeah. That's where we met them.
Terrifying. The West, when the Ruskies came.
Americans and the Russians met in Berlin.
And just...
And everybody in Berlin was trying to get to the American side. They're like, please let us surrender to you guys, because those guys are
the Ruskies.
Raping everybody.
Damn.
They were, and it was... Like, they were raping chicks to death. Dude, it's fucking crazy.
I mean, they're a bunch of Ruskies in the wild, dude.
They're Ruskies that... And this had all just happened to them.
So the Germans
have been doing it for years.
Going through Russia on a little... They were raping?
They were fucking... Every atrocity imaginable.
What?
So then when...
What's their beef with the fucking Ruskies?
Well, the Russians... I mean, it was all racial. They were like, these people aren't Aryan.
Yeah.
They're the hordes from Asia.
Let's rape them.
Like, they're not human. So any war crime you commit is not a crime.
Against a Ruski.
Yeah.
Shit.
So everything was legal. Like, you could just... It was nuts.
You could do whatever. So the Ruskies were just like, oh, yeah? So they came back.
You think you guys can rape? Wait till you see what we do, dude. It was... And then all these countries that were in the middle, like Poland and fucking...
Were they catching ours on the way there?
They were catching ours on the way there and back.
Damn,
dude.
They
got the old double R, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I mean, and then the idea at the end of it is like an entire population with PTSD.
For sure.
Like the whole population has it that survived World War II.
It's just
like it must have just been wild.
Oh, post after that? You can't even imagine, dude.
No.
You can't even fathom it.
Like the...
That's keeping a stiff upper lip. When the Ruskies come and go, it's like, especially them coming through and being like, rape the whole town, and you're just like, motherfucker. And then you see him coming back, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Dude, it was like, there's a story of them going into a convent of like nuns.
Yeah.
Just, and they were like, they were getting old and young. Ooh. Like, it wasn't like it was sexual. It was like, they were doing this to them on purpose.
Jesus
Christ. It was fucking crazy,
dude.
Bro. That's one of the hardest things. That's a hard podcast to listen to.
That's a tough one.
It's fucking nuts.
They stormed the convent. Bad timing. I saw a hot nun not too long ago. I'd never seen a hot nun before. I saw one the other day when I went to Palm Sunday.
That's awesome.
Saw a hot young nun, and I was like, oh my God. Dude, like, I've only seen old, like, just super old ladies. I saw, like, probably a 26-year-old. Spanish looking chick.
Spanish.
It was a nun, and I was just like, oh my God.
Adios mio.
I was like, because I'd always be like, I'd hear about like, you know, priests and like nuns and having sex. I'm like, dude, I've never fucking done. They're old as hell. I saw a young one. I was like, oh boy.
Mm.
I was like, I couldn't be in the order with that. I'd be, whew, baby.
Step one.
Dude, if I was in the convent, oh man. I mean, I used to go and bring them cranberry juice when I was a little kid, but they're just the old fucking toes. They're all washed up. Yeah. They're the old toes.
This is for your periods, Mother Superior.
We used to bring them, dude. I used to have to go there and bring them fucking cranberry juice and sit there, and they'd be like, I'm like, fuck, this sucks.
Smells in there.
Ugh.
It smells like old ladies.
Ugh. Disgusting. Yeah, dude, I didn't know.
Speaking of old ladies, oh, I showed you that picture of my fucking grandma.
Yeah, dude. How's she doing?
I don't know.
Still hanging on?
She's getting, I think RIP, dude.
Slipping away?
I think my Nana is on her fucking last leg.
Can you prematurely pull the plug on someone? It's like, yo. Like, even if you're not on a ventilator, if they're on like the heart monitor or something.
Like, sick. Just be like, pull it out. Don't feed her. Yeah,
pull all the plugs out.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. That'll be a weird one.
What, when she dies?
Yeah. Because, I don't know. It's like because she's old. And like my whole family is just like, it sucks because she's old enough that she's like borderline a burden.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And she wasn't like the nicest lady. Her whole life,
she's been a meanie.
She was a bit of a mean nan. She was just funny.
Yeah,
she was funny. She was a dickhead. She was funny.
She's a mean old nan.
She was a dickhead.
Is she from America?
Yeah,
gotcha.
She might have been born over there.
Really, a lot of those older women got soured by the Great Depression.
Yeah,
I remember my cousin had a nan who was not too nice, dude.
Really,
she's pretty nice. I think she was like part German. She was a mean old nan, dude.
Yeah, you could run into some mean... If she was German, dude.
Yeah, she was a...
Yeah, that could be it. She might have been a
fucking Nazi, dude.
She could have survived the Ruskies.
Holy fuck, I never thought about that.
She fucking plugged by a bunch of Ruskies.
I never thought about that. She wasn't from Germany. She was from America. I think she was from America.
Oh, well, still.
She knew someone.
Some of her boys. Her pals got... She was definitely friends with Nazis.
Yeah, for sure. That's crazy. I never thought about that. She was a mean dude.
Dude, I told you I was at my fucking... My friend's grandpa's funeral. Sick.
I can't wait to talk about him. His fucking Nana being a Nazi.
My friend's grandma, or my friend's grandpa. That's
what Nana stands for.
Yeah.
But your friend's grandma what?
My friend's grandpa was from Austria. And we were at his funeral, and they had like a slideshow on the wall. And one of them was him in military uniform. Stop, and I was like, dude. What? This guy's a fucking Nazi.
What?
Hey, he was in the Austrian military.
What the fuck?
That just meant he was a Nazi.
So he had to fucking,
I fucking sat down and said a prayer. I knelt by this Nazi's fucking.
And you take coffin. It back. You should have like take backs, dude.
I've been like, dude, I don't know what you did. Hopefully it wasn't too bad. Good luck up there. You're going to have to talk to old St. Pete about what you did.
No, dude. Why did they put that in the slideshow? I mean, they had to celebrate his life.
Yeah, I mean, it's like they're fucking.
They could have blurred him out.
They were like Austrian. They were like proud of. Their heritage.
Proud Nazis?
Proud fucking Nazis, dude. You didn't have a choice to serve.
I know, exactly. Yeah, I mean, that sucks. Yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
yeah,
of course, it was a giant war of the entire country.
Yeah. You're saying there's good people on both sides.
I'm saying there's a lot of bad people on both sides. Well, they were fighting the fucking Soviets.
That's true.
I'm talking that.
They're monsters, dude.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people.
It's just monsters
saying.
Fighting monsters.
Yeah.
You could just be a normal dude and your government sucks.
That's true.
And they're just like, well, you're a Nazi now.
Join up or die.
Like, do you want to join up or we're going to shoot your whole family?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, yeah, I guess.
Chuck on the uniform.
Yeah.
Get the goose stepping, dude.
Get the fucking stepping.
Yeah, that's the ultimate choice.
Well, that's something your boy JP talks about a lot and... Every historian is like, it's easy to fucking sit here now and be
God.
Like, look at these pieces of shit. I would have done something.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have done shit.
Yeah, saying the person.
You would have fucking joined right up.
It's funny, the people I know who go along with like every single cultural thing going on right now are like, oh my God. It's like, you would have been a fucking Nazi.
You would have been, dude, if you had the fucking balls to try to like assassinate someone or like, oh my God.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude,
I would have probably done it. I'm not going to lie.
I would definitely let
Hitler. I'm saying.
There's almost no chance Hitler could rise in my country.
I'm just allergic to groupthink. That's just me.
I would kill him right away.
If it were me, forget it, dude. Yeah. I'm allergic to groupthink.
Although, early on, I'd be cheering for him.
You think so?
Yeah, because he was a fucking maniac. I'd be like, this guy's hilarious.
Well, he did come in a time, you know, he came in a time while they were having a tough time, and he was like, Bonjour, Mama.
He trumped out. He
trumped out, dude. He's like, it's going to be a magnificent...
Yeah, there's stories that are just like, there's one that's sick. It's like, this is in Berlin, like right before the Soviets are coming, and mm-hmm. everybody, the story is like, everybody on this trolley was like panicking and like talking shit.
Yeah.
And this dude in the back is wearing like full fucking Nazi regalia, like fucking, he was an officer that like blew up a bunch of tanks, like you could tell by his,
he had tons of swaz on.
And he stood up and was like, listen, shut the fuck up. He's like, if they do half of what we did to them, we are fucked. So you better fight to the fucking death today. and everyone.
Oh, when they
like,
came in,
yeah.
This dude had like the most swats. Did they do that like a football team? Like the more tanks you explode, they hit you another swat on your helmet.
Had a bunch of Buckeyes, and yeah, because at the end they were using like boys and old men to fight these fucking Soviets. They're like, we got to use everything we got.
There's so many Ruskies though.
There's a lot of Ruskies, and those boys were eager to get in there.
Damn.
Because and also the Soviets were using like, they were using everybody. So this is convicts. This is fucking.
They freed everybody.
Like, everyone was just like, you're going to the front, dude. Go nuts. Yeah. These are the worst people in the world.
Shit. Yeah.
But it's people that committed the worst atrocities fighting each other.
Yeah.
So then when atrocities happen to them, it's like, you still, like, there's still sympathy. Because it's so horrible for either side. Like, whoever's getting victimized, it's like, Jesus Christ.
Who's getting, like stormed
even if it's the Nazis. Yeah.
Yeah, who's getting stormed and raped?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if you just sat
tough,
back.
That's a tough ticket to pull from the deli counter.
But it is like a, because all these people in Berlin were like, hell yeah, we're fucking these countries up. We're the best. It's like, you guys were just storming and raping everybody.
Yeah, dude.
So then when it comes back to you.
Well, did you ever read that, I think I showed you that article I read one time from Everyday Feminism where they're trying to say that, like, Latinx countries, their, like, rape culture stems directly from colonial Europeans. And it was just like, I remember reading that and being like, well, from the people who used to, like, gut virgins and sacrifice them on the altars, just, like, had no fucking clue about rape. And they saw, like, white dudes come, and they're like, whoa, wait.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What you got going on over there?
Yeah,
that was the funniest fucking thing I've ever read. And it was like, yeah, and that's where it happened, and that's where they learned about
There are stories, though, of, like, especially in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think Liberia.
Yeah.
Liberia, I don't know if you know about Liberia, but it's like an American colony.
Yeah, I've heard of
that. It's like their flag is like basically the American flag. The capital is Monrovia after President Monroe.
Which flag is it? Is it just like the Blue Lives Matter flag?
Yeah, basically.
Is it really?
Except that I think they have one star instead of 50.
Gotcha.
Same exact American flag, one star. Apparently they kind of adopted slavery from us.
Oh,
like,
they're
a bunch
like...
of freed slaves were sent to Liberia.
Yeah.
And they just immediately were like, we should be the guys that did the other thing.
No, yeah, they
and
got
then
everyone
they started,
in.
Yeah.
They're like, I got an idea.
Like, everybody, come here. We're going to build you a nice house. And you just work for free.
That's hilarious.
And we're going to hit you.
They had the business model.
We're going to knock your... Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
They must have been motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah. It's one of those things where an atrocity happened
to
you.
They must have came back and like, we're back.
Hey, what's up? You guys aren't going to believe what we just learned.
Like, what'd you guys do? What'd you guys do over there? And like, check it out.
Come here. Put some handcuffs on you.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah, bro. We're at an hour right now.
All right, bro.
We can keep plugging, though.
What's up,
you got a thing? You gassed? Ghost of the Oz front wasn't really a hot topic for
us. That was a super hot topic, dude.
It just fucks me up.
Dude.
It's like, and then just normal people have no idea.
Do you think they add that to Clash of Clans?
What?
Like a rape function?
Yeah, at the end.
That's pretty
cool. What was wild about the story about that convent is like, the Russian soldiers that were up front were like pretty elite soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
So they would come in and be like, we're going to take care of you, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Like, the guys coming behind us are wild.
Savages, yeah.
Like, you need to go west quick. And so people couldn't.
Yeah, exactly. You got a bunch of guns.
And this is what was considered, he was like the largest, mass retreat in human history. It was millions of people trying to go west. So every road was just packed with women. It was all women and children because the men are dead. So it's just miles of women drivers trying to get out of the cities.
Oh, my God, dude.
Just walking and all that. But it was enough that they were lit up at night so the bombers could see them. And the Soviets would just blow up women and children.
Oh.
Like, dude, they were...
Payback.
Rightfully so. They were fucking furious.
Yeah,
and they were coming in just to kill everyone. It's wild, bro.
Jesus Christ. I mean, that's all it takes is one person coming in and, like, fucking up your village, and it's like, all right, well, this fucking on. Tag, I'm it, dude. Let's go.
Dude, there's all these stories of... I'm sorry I'm doing this. I'm excited about it because it's
fucking
wild
shit.
There's these stories about partisans is what they're called. So, like, when you invade a country, if you're occupying a country, basically the people resisting.
Yeah.
And, like, the Germans came into this town, and they were like, get us this fucking gold, or we're going to kill everyone.
They're like the Anunnaki.
And they're like, we're going to check in on you later.
Yeah.
So everybody in the village So then these soldiers left, and like four Nazis were left there. Everyone in the village murdered those Nazis, burned down the village, and left, except for one building that all the Nazis were in. And they left a box that just said gold on it. And when they opened it, it was everyone's heads.
Oh.
And it was like, dude, they
how did the Nazis not know? Oh, the building
they kept
the Nazis like had been in.
Yeah, like their headquarters the town.
That'd be so fun to burn your town down, chop off your captors' heads. Like, seriously, that would be fucking tight.
But then there's stories of like in Sarajevo, they assassinated the German, the guy who was
the bully, the governor. I remember that, yeah.
They execute or they assassinated him, and then the way the Nazis responded was they hung like 1,000 people. They just hung 1,000 civilians.
Jesus.
From like the light posts in the cities.
What was the, like the direct economic interest they were fighting over back then? So I know now like it's oil and all that stuff. Back then were they just like,
fuck, I forget what the word for it in German is, but he was
Volkswagen
in Mein Kampf. Yeah, it's Volkswagen. It's something like free land.
Yeah,
like Lebensspace, like living space.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, they wanted to eat it. Russia was big as fuck. So they're like,
well, no, this was Germany. They were trying to take over the world.
Yeah.
They're like, the Aryan people need living space.
Yeah, we need to breathe.
Everybody over here is our slave. Everybody mm-hmm. on the West, they're going to join us. Like, it was...
Oh, I got you. So they're just basically like...
They were just trying to invade everything. And eventually, this was right... In World War II was when oil became massive.
Mm-hmm.
So the Germans were trying to work their way down to the Middle East to get all the oil.
Wow. So that was the plan. It was like, everyone...
Head down through, like, Greece, get into, like, Turkey. That's why they were also in North Africa. They were all trying to work their way to the Middle East.
So they're just going
to
invade everyone, be like, white people are the best, hit the fucking Africa, take all the oil in the Middle East, and then just be the fucking oligarchs of the world.
Yeah. And the Ruskies were like, nah.
The Ruskies were like, nah, dude.
But then towards the end,
Ruskies were like, we're fucking white, too. Stop calling us.
Stop saying we're not white.
Stop saying we're fucking Asian, dude.
We're going to rape a bunch of people to prove it.
We're fucking white, dude. We're not fucking Asian.
But then the Germans at the end tried to flip it, tried to like make history like, we were trying to protect the West from the Soviets. Like, that was our goal. And it's like, I think you guys did some other things.
What about
that? We're fucking rambling here.
That's, no, dude, you every time you start talking history, dude, for some
I always
reason,
get in my own head
about use your goddamn, dude, you're a fucking trained historian. I love sitting here and listening to this stuff.
If you have any interest in history, hardcore history's fucking Ghost of the Aus Front,
mm-hmm.
you can buy it. It's one of Dan Carlin's, like, you know, it's behind a paywall.
Yeah.
Dude, it's the Eastern
this?
Front World War II.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
the sickest
this
fucking
is the one the Ruskies
shit,
fought them off?
Ruskies fucking Nazis. Just evil versus evil. It's fucking crazy.
It's the best type of evil, dude.
Dude, yeah. So I was just listening to it. I'll derail this fucking thing.
Sure.
Talk Holocaust and World War II. But I always wondered, because the siege of Stalingrad took like 3 years. The Nazis just surrounded a city. And I was always like, why didn't they just fucking take it? The Nazis were sieging cities because they didn't want to be responsible for the civilians. Like, they didn't want to have to take care of them. So they were like, we'll just starve them. And then we'll just take the city.
Yeah.
Like, they were literally like, we don't want to just go take the city because then we'll be responsible for these people. Or we'll have to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just sit outside and wait.
Yeah, just don't... Dogs just, eat the dogs, dude.
Yeah, bro.
What do you do?
And then the people started eating each other, and
damn,
got rowdy in there.
Got wild.
But
dude.
Then it got cold out. Then it got cold in Russia, and the Nazis.
Yeah.
Had
no,
to,
the Nazis
then
hate
the, Nazis
the cold.
Got in trouble.
The fucking army of the dead came after them, dude.
Then the Red Army was. They were none too pleased with the way the Nazis conducted themselves.
No, they're probably, there's funny stuff. They're probably sitting out there like eating spam too. Yeah. They're like starving to death. They're like, oh, we're eating so good.
Yeah. It's so nice out. And then they're like, it's a little cold.
It's cold.
And like the next day it's -40. Yeah. It's like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
I mean, dude, imagine too, like you're a German and you're like, you know, chilling with your boys, starving a bunch of people. And then it turns -40, like the weird shit. You're like, oh my God, I'm going to fucking hell. This is, dude, that would be so scary.
Bro, this whole thing, because Carlin's obsessed with like the atrocities that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's hardcore.
Hardcore.
And again.
I love medieval torture.
He just talks about atrocities. He had a whole fucking like 4 hours
atrocities.
On medieval torture.
He loves it.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's fucking nuts.
The one that was about like Protestants and these Catholics like in Germany, and they I just remember the way they tortured these dudes was like hot pinchers.
Yeah.
And they would just rip chunks out of you.
Oh, you know about the fucking...
the most sensitive parts. It was like under your arm, inner thighs.
You talking about an ancient Smurf fight?
Dude. Yes. With a hot fucking boiling, like a molten hot tong. It would just rip chunks out of you.
My favorite is that dude, fucking, it's insane. That golden pear thing they put in your butt. And like fucking...
What is it?
It's a golden... It's like it's the size of like an avocado.
Okay.
And then they put it in your ass.
Yeah.
And then they turn it and it like blooms like a fucking flower.
Like the golden snitch?
Yeah.
Oh, a lot like it. The wings pop out.
There was fucking... dudes in like full fucking executioner hoods who'd be like, titty twister.
The worst titty twister. It'd rip your titty off.
Indian burn.
Yes. But on your dick. Arm off. With fucking with heated up fucking night gloves, dude.
They'd both deliver the Indian burn at the same time, so no one knew which one actually.
Dude, there was one.
Secret podcast. We call that the Old Testament. Back when every episode was pure gold with Shane Gillis, our big kahuna, and Matt McCusker bringing the heat every time. Every episode was a non-stop laugh fest, the kind that kept you hooked and coming back for more. Shane and Matt were on fire, and so were we. But now, it's a different story. What used to be a comedy powerhouse is now just another cash grab. Half the time, Shane's not even there. Instead, we get Matt, some funny fart friends, guests, and Lamar, the stoner producer who can't get anything right. The spark is gone, replaced by mediocrity and degeneracy.
I'm very, very well connected. You are officially blacklisted for smashing my wife again. Show some respect.
Lamorp's a mess. A stoner who shouldn't be anywhere near a mic. And Matt's so-called friends. They make watching paint dry look exciting. It's like the world stopped turning. The red-hot energy faded to a rusty haze, leaving us with a shell of what MSSB used to be. But fear not. We're here to keep the spirit of the Old Testament alive. We're all about those legendary moments, the laughs, and the killer chemistry that made MSSB great. Will the pod ever return to its roots? Origin, its fan base, I do not know, nor do I dare to hope. But wherever there is darkness, there will be the light to meet it. Welcome to the channel where the Old Testament lives on. Relive the magic, the man, the genius of Shane Gillis and Matt McCusker. Enjoy, my brothers, enjoy.